Next up, we've got Berkeley Social Scene with Friday Nights.
Got a gun on my shoulder. He tells me I should have some fun. I've got a spark that's got to smolder, and I wanna let it flame. Destructive voices, they lead you the wrong way. You've got to make better choices. You'll feel better on Saturday. It's Friday night, I want to go out and fight. Or should I just stay home and stay out of sight?
I really like the quote on this one. BSS is a live band. We don't use click tracks. We don't use fake drummers. I feel like we're being called out here. Or fake musicians. We don't use the internet. We are in a room together. It's nice to make music with your friends. We have beers and we make music. And oh my God, it must be such a rush. I played with Glennie and Geach at Songfight Live, and they're both in BSS, and Geach was on drums and Glennie was on bass. And it was so cool. It's the first time I've ever been on stage in a band, and it was amazing. Or maybe the second time. Or I don't think I actually played with a band before. I didn't realize how insanely loud the drums are on stage. My watch kept beeping and saying, "You are in a high decibel environment." It was totally worth any hearing damage I got, though, because, oh my God, it was incredible to be making music real time on stage. So I am totally jealous that these guys get to do this every week. You know, it's fun to make, you know, songs with computers and technology, but it's really quite another thing to do it live. And this song sounds really well rehearsed because there aren't a bunch of obvious flubs in it. They must have run through it a bunch of times and used their best take. This is a good song. I mean, I was kind of tapping my head through it all. I mean, I didn't listen with the same, you know, degree of detail. Like, I didn't pull up Wikipedia and look at everything like I did with some of the other songs. But yeah, I did like this.
When I am on stage with my band, which has me on bass and then I hesitate to say drummer. Eve doesn't really drum. She just does percussion. But we also, like, we have a saxophone and at one point had a trumpet and also an accordion. So I put earplugs in when I play with my band. It's too loud. But yeah, I actually had the opposite note on the bio. I wrote that I don't love the bio. And it's great to make music with your friends and stuff, but it feels a little bit judgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't actually write anything else. I just talked about the bio. I was initially confused because in our original files, this was not listed as Berkeley Social Scene in my music. It's coming up as Spin Tunes. So I thought that somebody named Spin Tunes had submitted a song. Oh. And when I realized earlier that it was Berkeley Social Scene, it's like, oh, God, I should have known that. I guess I was tired by the time I got to the end.
You mentioned it. You thought it sounded a little judgy. I thought it sounded a little braggy. I mean, I would love to also, you know, be in a sort of a situation where I'm hanging out and playing music with buds, you know, every once a week or so. That'd be amazing. But, you know, Chumpy and I are literally 1,000 miles apart. And a lot of us just wouldn't be able to carve out that kind of time anyway. So it's a shame.
You should join a band, Ryan.
My band, but I prefer writing songs by myself.
Wow,
which is interesting.
So you play bass in Crime Star?
A band called Crime Star. Yeah.
Yeah. So do they play any of your songs, or do you play their songs, or a little combination?
We've played one of my songs live once or twice, but it's mostly our own Crime Star songs. But I deliberately don't contribute lyrics to that band, just to have a bit more separation, but obviously I come up with all the bass lines and stuff.
Was the one your band's played live, is it one of the ones that we would know? Is it Op Shop?
It's a Songfight one called Not My Vibe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Huh. Which I wrote with a flute and a vocoder, but we played on stage with a saxophone and a trumpet and an accordion.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
You got a saxophone and a trumpet and an accordion in your band and a bass player.
Not just any saxophone, a tenor saxophone as well.
Oh, my God. Holy moly.
You gotta move to Seattle,
because the sax player also plays bass as well for another band. So sometimes I hand my bass to her and play keyboards instead.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Well, prefer writing by myself, but do like the experience of playing with other people.
That sounds like a blast. Sounds like a lot of fun. Oh wait, we're reviewing songs. This Berkeley Social Scene, it's another double up song with Song Fight. And that's perfectly fine. And the song is perfectly fine. You know, one thing I noticed is the guitars are too loud, either that or the vocals and drums are too quiet. But I'm sure it's mostly the guitars and the bass too. They're way loud.
I think I made that mental note as well, that the vocals.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have a live sound guy who's like at a mixing board who like can adjust that. And maybe his name's Jim. Jim. Turn down the guitars, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, they must be in like separate rooms if you're getting the guitars louder than the drums, because what is louder than the drums, really? So
are they recording them all as separate lines and then mixing?
I assume so. I don't know how they do it.
And the person playing the guitars is doing the mixing, so
right? More guitars! It's Glennie.
Glennie, yeah.
More Glennie!
You can have Guitarmony or drums, but you can't have both.